we're making the case for and against UCLA quarterback Josh Rosen. Here are two reasons why Rosen makes sense for the Browns. Number one, he's as NFL ready as it comes. Coming out of high school as one of the top recruits in the nation, Rosen won the job right away at UCLA and held it down for three seasons. He showed uncanny poise in the pocket and made some of his best throws under the duress of a blitz. He has a lot of experience in a pro-style offense too, as his coach was a former NFL coach in Jim Mora Jr. Number two, there's little to clean up. Of all the quarterbacks in this year's draft, Rosen is by far the most mechanically sound. The former tennis player has exceptional footwork, and it just looks natural when Rosen is throwing the football. Lots of NFL quarterbacks spend years in the offseason trying to replicate a throwing motion that Rosen has already mastered. And now, here are two reasons why the Browns should avoid Rosen. Number one, injury concerns. Of the four quarterbacks many believe the Browns will consider with the number one pick, no one spent more time on the sidelines because of injuries than Rosen. During his sophomore season, he missed the final six games because of a shoulder injury. This past year, he missed multiple games because of two separate concussions. He very well may go on to have a long NFL career, but this is something the Browns will have to consider heavily as they go through his evaluation. And number two, he's not the most mobile. When it comes to making throws inside the pocket, Rosen is one of the best. When it comes to making throws on the move, though, Rosen just simply doesn't match up with his competition among the draft's best quarterbacks. The Browns are going to do their very best to provide a clean pocket for their quarterback of the future on every single snap, but it's not a guarantee. They're going to need a quarterback that can make throws inside and outside the pocket with great effectiveness. One thing's for certain, Rosen's going to hear his name called in the first round in the NFL draft. We're only a few days away from finding out if it will be with the number one pick.